This is your NPR station, 90.3 WBHM, Birmingham. I'm Andrew Yeager. Visit the Alabama Theater in downtown Birmingham, face the stage, and you might notice the red and gold console to the left. That's the Mighty Wurlitzer, a theater organ. It's an instrument whose heyday is long past, but this weekend, as part of the Sidewalk Film Festival, it'll return to its original purpose, accompanying silent films. Before we get to that, though, it's helpful to understand a bit about the theater organ. Alabama Theater house organist Gary Jones says before films had sound, theater owners used live music for accompaniment. Wurlitzer, one of a number of manufacturers, smelled an opportunity.
They went to theaters, theater management, the studios, and said, why would you want to pay a 42-piece orchestra to play every night when if you purchased one of our instruments, you could put it in, install it, and have one person. Think of the payroll savings you would have. And that was their marketing tactic, and it worked.
Since the theater organ would replace an orchestra, it was designed to mimic one. In fact, Wurlitzer actually called its product a unit orchestra. The sounds of strings, trumpets, trombones, clarinet, oboe, flute, and then all sorts of percussion instruments alongside the pipes. On top of that, sound effects. It's a Rube Goldberg-like machine driven by air and electricity. All mechanical, no electronic sound. The Alabama Theater installed its Wurlitzer in 1927 when the venue opened. It also happened to be the year of the first talkie, or feature-length film, with sound. Gary Jones says that essentially meant the death of silent films.
The theater organ was as quickly out as it was in.
Silent films held on for a couple of years, but after that, the theater organ was relegated to interlude music between features. Some found new life as novelties in restaurants or private homes, a blip in musical instrument history. So, how did this lost art of the theater organ and silent films find its way to Birmingham this weekend? Well, it's due in part to this guy.
My name is Nathan Avakian.
How do you consider yourself, I guess, evangelist for the theater organ?
Yeah, you can call me an evangelist for the theater organ.
Avakian grew up in Portland, Oregon. About 10 years ago, he was playing a theater organ at someone's home as part of a benefit. He was 17, by the way. A local businessman and philanthropist named John Polinick was there. And when he heard the music, it stopped him in his tracks.
And I was transported back to my childhood and blown away by how big and impressive and unique the sound of the instrument was.
Polinick also noticed how many older people were in the room. A light bulb went off.
I'm going to reinvent silent movies using theater pipe organ music and reintroduce this sound to a whole new generation.
He was sure this was going to work, and so he actually approached me, introduced himself on the night of that fundraiser.
Here's the idea. Filmmakers under the age of 20 would select one of several pieces Avakian composed for the theater organ and create a 3-minute silent film to go along with the music. That's the basis of the International Youth Silent Film Festival. It sounds simple, but it's fundamentally different from the way films are typically made. Usually, a filmmaker starts with the pictures and adds music later.
Having to go strictly based off audio is just so hard.
Mackenzie Delk and her filmmaking partner Cassidy Quintana entered a film in the contest. They're students at Birmingham Southern College. They had a story in mind. They settled on one of Avakian's pieces they thought would go with it best. But Delk says they were practically in tears trying to make it work. They ended up reshooting part of their film. Still, Quintana says one thing about the silent film format was simpler.
We didn't have to worry about audio. So we could record in loud places, anywhere that was making noise, because we're like, we're just taking the audio out, so it doesn't matter.
For Nathan Avakian, it's kind of backwards, too. A composer usually writes to what's already on screen. In this case, he has no idea what he's composing for.
So rather than thinking of a specific plot line and imagining certain characters, I think of it more as just an interesting thematic piece of music.
Think a Western. Or film noir. Maybe something more contemplative. Thank you. The International Youth Silent Film Festival has run in Portland, Oregon for a decade, and it's the reason the Alabama Theater's Mighty Wurlitzer can return to its roots this weekend. Selections from that event will screen during the Sidewalk Film Festival, and Devakian will be in Birmingham to accompany them live. It's the third year this has been part of Sidewalk, and house organist Gary Jones says it's incredible.
The very first time that they did this, the crowd went wild.
The crowd went wild. I mean, what do you think that tapped into? What was that about?
This is a live performance. It's just like watching a Broadway play as opposed to a movie. You're drawn into, you're part of that experience as opposed to, I'll just pop in a Blu-ray.
Organizers in Birmingham and Portland hope in the next few years the Alabama Theater can become a regional site for the Silent Film Festival. In the meantime, aficionados say the theater organ is not a historical blip, but a living, breathing instrument capable of contemporary sounds. And the silent film, they say, should not be overlooked either. You can see several of the student-produced silent films, including the one from the Birmingham Southern College students, at our website, wbhm.org. Also, the Alabama Theater and the Sidewalk Film Festival are program sponsors of WBHM, but our news and business departments operate independently.